flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 9 Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the nice warm weather here on a Tuesday. Like 75 degrees today. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, Andy Bunker. Just pace yourself. Just pace yourself because it's going down next week. But I'm not going to say, if you want to be out here with your legs out, like you are. Just
well, do you think that I'm not going to change between now and then?
Oh no, dog! Because like, you know your body temperature it takes like a week to get acclimated to the new climate.
Like you think that I got shorts on today, and like if it's 50 degrees next Tuesday, that like I'm just not going to slip
about it,
some
legs
jeans
ain't
on.
Your legs ain't gonna recover. That's what I'm saying. Don't just take my word for it, dog. That pneumonia real now. But yeah, okay. It is a wonderful.
If I catch pneumonia,
if you catch pneumonia
from a 75 degree Tuesday, I got bigger problems.
You got bigger problems. Yeah, we got to get you.
I got bigger problems.
Yeah, get you to the damn doctor. But
I'm a sickly individual.
But yeah, it's a great Tuesday coming off of a was it, would you say that was like it wasn't as good as Allen Iverson over Ty Lue?
No,
but it was. Like,
I wouldn't say it was as good as that.
But it was similar. He stepped over him. Yeah, he stepped over
him. Hit a game winner. Now you know AI did it in the finals.
Yeah,
in first.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like
kind of like
okay.
That. Bob Rathbun called it the Motown Stomp, which is a pretty solid little like combo of things. he stepped over him.
Okay,
won the game. Yeah. I'll say this. Needed it.
Hell yeah, they did.
Listening
to Trey post game, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, obviously happy. But how let him back in the game? Like, Detroit came roaring back.
Yeah, no, it felt very much like they were going to let that one slip away.
But no, they did not. 8-game losing streak snap.
Over.
Thank you. And Trey was freaking amazing.
Yeah, he was great.
He was freaking amazing last night.
He looked like an all-star, didn't he?
He damn sure did, man. He was freaking great last night. And obviously, cultivating with that big shot. I mean, I was like, get it off. Hurry up and get it off.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like, go. What are you waiting for? Go.
And just a big time shot by a big time player, and like I said, the win streak is starting at one. We're at one right now, baby. With wind beat him coming in, hey, bring it, guy.
Yeah, you got to figure out new chemistry and all that.
Yeah,
is De'Aaron Fox. I don't know.
Oh, it's like,
I hope not.
Is he playing? Is he making his debut against the Hawks?
I hope not.
But yeah, great game last night. Thought you know, Dyson Daniels played really good. Kay Cunningham, it's a hard guard.
He's a talented big player, man.
He's a hard guard.
Good handle. He can shoot. He can pass. Cade Cunningham. He had 14 assists last night.
Yeah, man.
That dude is. I know he's an all-star for the first time this year. First time he's really been healthy for the first half of the season in a while. Yeah. It's a nice player, man.
One of many. Yeah, it's one really of many. Good this player. Kid stays healthy. He is going to be one of those guys, man. And so you saw him just, you know, willing his team back in it. But, yeah, the Hawks were able to get it done. Richie Shea's been playing pretty good on his road trip.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's been playing pretty good.
A little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, he's getting more opportunities. He's like, I have no choice now but to be aggressive because Jalen's not there.
It seems like it's been communicated.
Yeah, like you need to go. We need you to go.
Like, yeah, one of the rungs on the ladder is available. You need to step one up. I don't know who you are. If you're three, maybe sometimes you're three, sometimes you're two.
Right.
Obviously, Trey is number one option. Another really nice performance from DeAndre Hunter. Now he's in the starting lineup last night, which maybe is something you're going to have to do. Maybe that's something you're going to have to do just because of where you are depth-wise. But a good performance from him. And nice to see Risa Shea being able to take advantage of those extra shots and kind of extra responsibility. He got hit hard in the fourth quarter on that one drive. He had that kind of clear, I don't know if it was a clear path, whatever, but he got hit pretty hard. They called a flagrant two on it or whatever it was.
But we talked about that.
It was pretty rough.
Detroit's a physical-ass team.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, you know, they were not their most physical guy.
He played last night.
He played, but he was
Beef Stew played last night.
Where did the Beef Stew come from?
I don't know. Isaiah Stewart.
I know Stewart. Beefy. Well, Beefy. Okay. When you were saying that yesterday, I was like,
it's just a good nickname for a guy who's kind of rough.
All right. All right. But the thing was Clint Capela and Bogey didn't play again. So obviously we were looking for Thursday to see those two dudes on another roster. And now you're like, I'm not saying that you're looking for reinforcement, but what do the Hawks do as far as maybe bringing somebody in? I know last week it was all about Brandon Ingram, and now saw something this morning, Paul George or something like that.
Yeah, I saw they had at least made a phone call.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I mean, he's a good player. He's better than what you got, you know, and he can add to it, and he's under contract for a long time.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things, does Paul George want to come to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
When
I saw that, I was like, oh.
Okay. I was hoping they would do that like 5 years ago.
Yes, before he went to the Clippers.
Yeah. And then obviously understand why he went to the Clippers and all that. And like, again, it would still be, that'd be cool. Like, Paul George, obviously a really good player, but it would be weird. Yes. Like, based on the age of the core that you're building with and all that. I mean, whatever. You get a guy like that, I guess you go for it. But I don't know. I don't really believe it. But that'd be fine, I guess.
Good to hear them. It's good to hear their name.
I know. Kind of where you are, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, they were in on it.
Yeah, they were in on it. You know, they
made a phone call.
Landry made some calls.
Yeah.
Just to see what's what. And things, but yeah, that'd be, you know, as well as around the league in general, I still think there's going to be another big name that is going to be on the move, and not Jimmy Butler, somebody else. I don't know who, but it just feels like, you know, it seems like something else is going to happen. Because it feels like the Warriors are desperate.
Yeah, I know they're trying to put on a face like they're not. It like Steph's like, we don't have to. But they're calling
like they're
on everybody.
Desperate.
And they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got aging stars, and really you have one star, and Draymond's still there. Like, obviously, two of the guys that won a lot of those games, but Steph's still a star player.
Yes.
But for how long? And, you know, he can't do everything that he used to do, at least not for all the games that he used to do it. So I get it. Like, you got to try to maximize those final however many seasons or games or runs that you have left with him and that crew. But even still, like, you know, what are they going to get that's going to put them in the mix?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I guess if they went and got, I know Jimmy Butler's not going there.
Yeah.
He's made that clear that he's not going to sign long term with them. I mean, look, I suppose if they were able to swing the LeBron thing, you put LeBron there. But even still, like, what's that do? You know?
I don't know. Like, do they go call Phoenix?
Yeah. Then what? KD?
Yeah, go get
I heard there was some rumors about reuniting with him.
Yeah, go get KD back. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
That'd be all right.
I could see that.
Yeah, but is that enough? That's the only thing. Is that enough? Because these dudes are like, when you look at Steph and LeBron, they want another chip. You know, you're trying to, especially if you're Golden State, I mean, is he the best Warrior of all time?
Who?
Steph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's your greatest player that's won all these things. Well, do you want to see if you can get?
I was gonna say Wilt Chamberlain played there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my original thoughts.
Yeah.
Wasn't Wilt a Warrior? But he wasn't a Golden State Warrior.
Philadelphia Warrior.
Yeah. Philadelphia Warrior.
And did they win? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
Rick Barry.
I like Rick Barry. He's an underhand shot.
Yeah, they won a championship with Rick Barry.
Yeah.
In 75.
But I mean, and bringing it back to the Hawks, it's all like, where do you see your organization? Because the guy who you view as the second best player is out for the year. Mm-hmm. Do you still think you can make some kind of noise in the East? I think that would be my only thing if they looked at it that way. Do they need draft picks and all those things to maybe move or something? Because You know how I am with the NBA draft. Like, I'm still like, damn. I saw Marvin Bagley. They want to move up for Marvin Bagley. Like, this dude was number two pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they were looking at this guy as a franchise cornerstone player.
He was the guy actually drafted before Luka and Trey, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Because it was Ayton, it was Bagley, it was Luka, it was Jaren Jackson Jr., and then it was Trey.
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
I mean, hell, Ayton had a game last night.
Yeah.
24-20?
Ayton's had moments.
Yeah, 24-20 last night. But, yeah, I mean.
Bagley hasn't really. Obviously, Luka's Luka, and now he's in L.A. It's the story of the year.
Where's Wiseman at?
I don't know.
Oh, that's what I'm like. You think
Detroit,
about
Detroit, right? Wasn't he in Detroit?
Like, you think about all these young bigs. Like, he went to the greatest situation with the Warriors.
Yeah.
But he was there a year?
A couple years.
Shipped his ass out of there, man.
Detroit. I guess he's hurt.
Oh, they're all in Detroit.
No, Pacers. Plays for the Pacers.
Okay. Okay. They're all. I mean, that'd be interesting. With my man, is he going to move? You know? Like, if I'm the
Every year, Miles Turner.
And then he gets an extension.
And then no one trades for him. Which, again, why would you trade him, first of all?
Right.
You were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. He's a stretch big who can block shots. Like, he's really good.
Right.
And Miles Turner's a really good player. But every year, he's the Zach LaVine. But Zach LaVine finally got traded.
Got moved.
So maybe, who knows? Maybe he will get traded this year. I don't know why they would do that, though. Like, what would be the point of that?
I don't know.
Then make them better.
I don't know. This was like the Lakers need bodies.
The Lakers want him,
so I guess
that's the way the NBA works.
Yeah, they need centers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need some big guys because LeBron can't block no more shots.
You know, they had one and they just traded
him. They traded
him,
They traded him for that guy. I think they said they're having a presser this morning
and
all that stuff.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear his reaction to this because he didn't know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear LeBron finally talk about it.
They play the Clippers.
That's going to be interesting.
They play the Clippers tonight.
Those two teams play, by the way. The Mavericks and Lakers play later this month, the 27th or something
like that. Lucas should be ready by then.
Oh, I would hope so.
The funniest thing I saw yesterday was, you know, how they do the video and, hey, I'm here and all that. AD's video to Dallas, man, it was pretty bad.
Well, I didn't see it.
He was obviously on the plane to head to Dallas. Hey, this is AD, man. Really excited to be a Maverick. See you guys soon. Oh, this is
This is Max.
This is Max.
He's coming too.
Yeah, basically how it sounded. Hey, this is Max. He's coming too with us. Can't wait. We're excited for this new journey. See you soon.
Okay. It's got to be weird to be him, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because think about
the
all the reactions
that he's getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That, and then also, like, he didn't see it coming. He's having a great year.
Yeah.
He's hurt right now. He should be an all-star starter. Him and LeBron had won a lot of games. They won a championship a handful of years ago. Like, he didn't think he was on the move.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're getting traded for Luka and everyone's calling you a bag of peanuts?
Yes.
Like, hang on a second. I'm Anthony Davis, man. Like, I'm a great basketball player.
Right.
He's a great player. Obviously, he's a little older. He's been hurt, whatever. But, like, yeah, it's got to be a weird situation just to watch. Because no one's really talking about him that much in the general coverage of all of this.
No.
Except for when they do, they're like, I can't believe they didn't get more.
Right.
It's like, dang, man.
That ain't enough.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good player.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
But, no, it's pretty funny, man. But, I mean, that's why Ant-Man being Ant-Man. I feel bad for Luka. We feel bad for Luka for what?
Because he's not going to get 120 extra?
Yeah, man.
That's what he meant, right?
I hope so, dude. Yeah. That's still foul.
Yeah, that's one of those things the NBA's got to look at. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to, like, the media voting on guys really affecting their ability to earn as far as all NBA teams. And then the Supermax stuff, like, you shouldn't be able to be impacted like that. In no other league is somebody's ability to earn impacted by stuff that they can't control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 120 million, I realize he's still going to get $230 million.
Because they tried to put it in, Bunk, so these guys wouldn't leave.
Right.
Yeah, they tried to put this bird right thing and all that so they wouldn't leave. Well, they traded him.
He didn't exactly. Like,
yeah.
If they trade you
they
and you
him.
Don't demand a trade,
right.
Which is, he didn't ask to be traded.
Right.
Like, he should still be allowed to get that contract.
I agree.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's some foul. You know how I feel about the media voting on that stuff that affects $40 million.
I think it's unfair to the media.
I hate it.
I think it puts you in a hard spot. Like,
they love it.
I wouldn't.
They love
I wouldn't want to vote on that.
I mean,
because it's just my opinion of who the best guys are.
There's been so many NBA writers.
I'm not trying to cost a guy money, but I just don't think you're one of the 15 best guys in the NBA.
There's been plenty of writers. I know Marcus J. Spears, he's like, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to vote on that.
Because,
it's a guy's ability to get a max contract?
Yeah, because of me?
No.
Who just covers him?
Right. And I think my opinion is valid, but my opinion shouldn't cost him his paycheck or part of his paycheck. Yeah, I think that's bad. I think that's a bad, that's a flaw in the way that things are set up currently. Yeah, there's a number of them.
Flawed.
But you know, at the end of the day, he'll probably make enough money.
Oh, he's gonna be fine.
He'll probably be.
He's gonna be fine.
I'm not crying for him.
And now he's going to LA, so yeah. That makes you know
the star that he already is gonna grow.
Yes.
Exponentially.
Yes, he's a global star.
If you thought you were tired of Luka before, just wait.
Wait, he's gonna be everywhere.
He's gonna be.
They got a big picture of him on the Hollywood sign up there.
Yeah, let him drop a couple pounds and go on a playoff run this year. He's going to be in every commercial.
Yes.
You haven't really seen that many Luka commercials.
Is he any? I thought there might be one or two. Maybe one or two. Maybe, I mean, Allstate has everybody.
LeBron's still in every commercial.
Yeah.
Steph's in some commercials. Who other NBA guys are in commercials?
Dude, you know who I saw in a commercial yesterday? What's the quarterback? Josh Johnson?
Yeah.
Did you see his commercial?
With all the teams.
Yeah.
And he's changing jerseys.
Yes. I was like, awesome.
It's a great commercial.
It's a great commercial.
I was like, that's awesome. Like, they played on a guy who's done something that no one else has done before. You know who should ask for a commercial like that? Jesse Chavez.
Why not?
Jesse Chavez is the Josh Johnson of Major League Baseball.
What could Jesse sell?
He just got signed by somebody, didn't he? The Rangers. So he'll be a Brave by April.
By April, yeah.
Yeah. Jesse could sell all kinds
Jesse's
of stuff.
Jesse's coming back. You know that, right?
Jesse could sell glasses, spectacles.
That's what he should.
Yeah.
Get your own line. I'm sure he...
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He has his own line of frames.
I hope he does. Yeah. Get him his own signature line of like changeable, right? Like you can put your lenses in a different frame for if you change jobs. Like you want to wear blue today, but tomorrow you work on a purple team. It would be perfect for Jesse. All right. Again, free ideas every day from 11 to 2. We'll come back and get into what's trending here. Kirk Cousins said something interesting on TV this morning.
Huh.
If you think your Tuesday's going good, we're going to ruin it in like 5 minutes. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.